Manuscript Releases, Volume 13, Numbers 1000 to 1080. M.R., Number 1038. Look to God, not to men. Every soul that is sanctified by the Holy Spirit will look to God for himself. The human agent will not look to other human agents to be told his duty. The divine guide will prepare his heart for divine light. The Holy Spirit's work is to write God's thoughts deeply in the heart of man. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts. Jeremiah 31, verse 33. Such alone are Christ's living epistles, written not with pen and ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshy tables of the heart. If men could see the tender love of Christ, there would be no lifting up one over another. The Lord Jesus came to our world, you may not say, to save them only, but to save us. In him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He traversed every path where souls were straying. He reached to the very depths of human woe and misery. What right, then, has one fellow laborer to give the cold shoulder to another fellow laborer because he presumes to think that he has not, in all things, done as he should have done? O man, remember that thou art only a man. What account will those in New Zealand render for their Phariseeism, for standing apart from their brother, leaving him to the devil's temptations? Satan works to rob man of his integrity toward God. United with Christ, one may have all the power he needs. If he comes to Jesus Christ in his word, he will realize that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. But if his union with Christ is made through finite men, he is as weak as finite man. It will never do to make man the guardian of our sacred responsibilities, for no virtue goes from man to man. When a man is educated and trained to do as another man tells him to do, he ceases to rely on Christ. 50, 1897, pages 8 to 9. Written March 12, 1897, from Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, to Daniels Palmer Colcord. White Estate, Washington, D.C., December 1983.